USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A high-profile world leader testing positive for coronavirus. BBC News is reporting that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has received positive test results. Meanwhile, the U.S. now leads the world in coronavirus cases. As of yesterday's official briefing, the U.S. had more than 82,000 cases. That passes both Italy and China. More than 1,100 people have died in this country, most of them with underlying health issues. The $2 trillion coronavirus relief package is expected to get final approval in the U.S. House after unanimous approval on Wednesday by the U.S. Senate. The measure would include one-time payments of $1,200 for millions of Americans and expanded unemployment benefits. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Well, the energy is good. You know, you hear the commercials, and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey, to be perfectly honest. But I used to get tired at early afternoon, and now I don't get tired till evening. And I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. And I definitely have more energy. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working. So I'll keep going with it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has issued a warning that the coronavirus could come back in cycles in the near future. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The nation's top expert on infectious disease warned the U.S. should be prepared that the coronavirus could become cyclical.
We need to be prepared that we'll get a cycle around the second time.
Dr. Fauci said that the U.S. must be working to develop a vaccine by continuing work to do the randomized controlled trial of drugs.
I know we'll be successful in putting this down now, but we really need to be prepared for another cycle.
Attorney General William Barr is now telling federal prisons to send some inmates home. He's directed the Federal Bureau of Prisons to increase home confinement, especially for older inmates or those with underlying health conditions. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A huge Navy hospital ship is heading to New York. President Trump telling reporters at the White House the USNS Comfort will be getting underway from its way from Virginia to the coronavirus hotspot this Saturday morning. Trump telling Governor Andrew Cuomo the ship will arrive in New York Harbor by Monday morning. He notes it's loaded up to the top with medical supplies, in his words, and he says it will help take some pressure off the brick-and-mortar hospitals in New York City. Airbnb is giving 100,000 health care workers around the world free housing during the pandemic. The company's co-founder says hosts want to support those on the front lines of it, and they can offer their homes and apartments through the Open Homes platform. It was created in 2012 for emergency housing. If hosts can't do it for free, Airbnb will still waive all fees. And the U.S. Space Force is now in business. The new military branch conducting its first national security space launch from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida yesterday. A United Launch Alliance rocket blasting a military communications satellite into orbit, the Space Force put together as part of the annual defense bill. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.